In Pierce County, Clerk Jamie Firehelm is asking his county board for an extra $30,000 to help offset the cost of two extra elections next year. Those would be a recall primary and general election for governor.
This is the first time in my 15 years as a county clerk that we've ever had to budget for possible recall elections. And this year was the first time that we've ever had a recall election in my time.
In Polk County, Clerk Carol Wandra asked her county board for an extra $20,000 for a possible Walker recall.
They'd all kind of laugh because they know they don't have a choice but to support it. It's either if they don't and you come up way short next year, it's going to hit them anyway because those bills have to be paid.
John Reinemann of the Wisconsin Counties Association says counties actually budgeting for a Walker recall are the exception, not the rule. Instead, county executives and administrators tell him they'll be using contingency funds if a recall happens.
The discussion is being held, I think, pretty much everywhere. But I think on balance, half of my respondents have said that they'll be putting a little something in with this in mind.
The Democratic Party of Wisconsin will begin the recall process against Walker November 15th, which would lead to a recall election next spring if enough signatures are collected. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.